Senate leaders say it's dead on arrival there. They'll ignore the bill. And the White House says that, this is all a multi-day exercise in futility. The spokesman here at the White House, Jay Carney, says that President Obama is ready to make a deal with Republicans, a good, fair deal. There's still time to negotiate a compromise, but at some point, Carney says the Republicans in the House need to know how to say yes and need to basically agree to some of the president's propositions. There was movement. President Obama agreed to raise taxes only on couples making more than $400,000 a year. House Speaker John Boehner suggested he would actually raise taxes on millionaires and billionaires, which before now had not been something he was open to. But in proposing Plan B, the White House says that Boehner is effectively walking away from these talks and sticking it to the Democrats in the Senate and the White House. And President Obama says there is still time for a more comprehensive deal that doesn't just deal with tax rates, but also includes spending cuts. Boehner had suggested that the prior negotiations weren't working. And so to prevent the across-the-board tax increases, the last-ditch effort on the House Republican part would be to freeze the current tax rates for everybody except those who are making more than $1 million. And at least that would avoid financial calamity. That basically, Boehner says, the least the House of Representatives could do. The trouble is that Boehner doesn't even have his own and necessarily enough Republican support. A key test vote today, you know, the magic number in the House is 218, and a key test vote to see whether this would move forward, it got 219 votes. Doesn't mean that he'll have enough for final passage, but it signals he does. Ultimately, it's still an open question as to whether Plan B will pass the House tonight, but the Senate Democratic leaders have made it clear in a news conference today that this plan is dead on arrival in the Senate, and so that's why the White House argument is that the Republicans are wasting their time having this vote. And there are so few days left. A number of key senators are leaving Washington, D.C. to fly out to Hawaii for Senator Daniel Inouye's funeral. There'll be a memorial service here in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, but then a number of the senators will fly out to Hawaii. They'll be there until sometime in the early part of next week, then Christmas. So basically, the Senate leadership has said that they won't come back to D.C. until the 27th, a week from today. That basically leaves 3 working days before the first of the year where you might have some kind of legislative action, Thursday, Friday, and then New Year's Eve. So maybe they'll have some agreement, but so many of the days that are remaining left in the calendar are off the table now because of the funeral and just the fact that it's Christmas.